Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So mistake number three that people have is not having a mentor and a coach. So why is it important to have a mentor or a coach? Well, number one, experience. Obviously, my mentor has a lot more experience than I do. So he is able to share some strategies that he has used in other businesses of his and some strategies that didn't work. He can share mistakes. He's made a lot more mistakes. So he can tell me, Gary, if you do this, you'll make this kind of mistake. Don't do that. He'll provide guidance. Like, I have some plan, but he's like, well, this plan usually doesn't work, so you should consider this. So that's important. Accountability. A mentor or coach, make sure I do what I say I'm gonna do, okay? If I'm going there, if I'm doing the business by myself, it's hard to keep myself accountable. Most people are self-disciplined up to a point. My mentor helps me see what I cannot see. So my pitfalls, my limiting beliefs, my self-sabotage. So self-sabotage is like fear of success or fear of failure. So some people, they are afraid of growing big. So they will unconsciously do things to destroy their business, but they don't know that. It's usually unconscious. Most people are like, oh, I'm going to self-sabotage my business. No, it's usually unconscious. So my mentor can see that. Hey, is it because you're afraid of success? Some people think that, oh, if I succeed to this point, I have to sacrifice my family and I'll lose my family. So they keep themselves small so that to prevent themselves from being too successful, right? And that's a limiting belief and self-sabotage. Inner conflict, I had lots of that, which is like, oh, I'd be like asking my mentor, should I do this? Should I take this sales program? Or how about this marketing program? Or how about this speaking program? Oh, look at this strategy course. I think I should take this. But the price is a little bit different. This one's $20 more. What should I take? And I was back and forth. And that's considered inner conflict. My mentor was able to point it out and help me with that. Opportunities, my mentor can help me see opportunities that I couldn't see. Basically, my mentor's mentor told him that a mentor helps you do what you don't want to do, so that you can achieve what you couldn't achieve on your own. So maybe you want to achieve here, but then on your own, you can only achieve this. But it's really painful to go to here. But usually if you're doing it on your own, you'll maybe push a little bit, but having a mentor will push you to that next level. The other reason why you should have a mentor or coach is you want someone who believes in you and sees your potential. So like I said, it's really important to have someone in your life that believes in you and sees the greatness in you, right? And never underestimate the power of someone believing in you. When I talked to my mentor, his first mentor believed in him when he had nothing. And because of that, he was able to succeed and he's very successful now. Modeling is also another reason. Most of my strategy, 95% of my strategy comes from my mentor. Most of my work ethic comes from him too. I learned a ton of different ways of structuring my business because of what he does in his business. So how do you find a mentor? Well, first of all, business is a sport. My mentor says it's the most difficult sport in the world, business. Why? It's a 24/7 game. You don't rest. It's not like a hockey game, 3 hours and you're done. Business is 24/7. When you're taking a break, your competitor is trying to take market share from you. Your competitor is trying to steal your clients. Someone is trying to innovate and beat you, right? So professional athletes have coaches, like Olympic athletes as well. So how I met my mentor. This is my mentor. His name is Dan Locke. Very famous in Vancouver. In 2014, I was volunteering at UBC for the Asian Studies Alumni Association. And I met two mainland Chinese students who got my business card, and they called me and they said, Gary, I want to talk to you about real estate. So we went out, we talked about real estate, and they said, Gary, you should check out this guy. His name is Dan Lok. He spoke at our UBC club, Dragon Sea Chinese Club or something like that. And oh, I wish I could do business with him. So I looked him up, okay, on his website, oh, some serial entrepreneur, multimillionaire, okay, great. Has like 20 businesses, okay, good. But then I didn't think too much about it. I was pretty successful at that 2014 already. 2013 was a record year. 2014, that was January. And then in April, my business took a slump, took a slide. It wasn't doing too well. And I was a bit scared. How am I gonna feed my family? So I was looking at internet marketing, doing little stuff like publishing ebooks and trying to find ways to get additional income. And at that time, my colleague sent me a recording. And the recording was of a live meetup in Vancouver. Like, so there's meetup groups in Vancouver where groups of people meet up and they have different interests. This one was called Internet Masterminds, and they talked about internet marketing, and the speaker was Dan Lok, and they recorded it. So my colleague, another realtor, sent me that recording and I watched it. I was like, oh, okay, great. I looked him up some more on his website. Okay, he does mentoring. He charges people up to $100,000 to mentor under him, but he doesn't take any more students. I was like, okay, interesting. Then in the recording, he said he's going to do a live webinar. I was like, okay, free, I will sign up for it. I signed up for the webinar, and in the webinar, he talks about how to structure deals. And in the webinar, he offered three entrepreneurs an opportunity to be mentored under him. During that time, I was also searching online about some of his stuff. He had written a book called FU Money. And I read that book, and it was like, it really resonated with me. So during that webinar, when he said he's offering three entrepreneurs opportunity to mentor under him, I applied immediately on the webinar. I went to his, I sent an email, went to the application page, wrote an email. I said, Dear Dan, it's Gary Wong from GaryWongRealty.com. I work for a company called McDonald Realty. I've been in real estate since 2012. I was award-winning the first year and hit six figures. And I'd like to learn more, and I'd like to be mentored by you. And I was also, like you, bullied in high school. So how can I get involved? And I didn't get any response from him. A couple days later, I got an email from him. I was like, yes. And then the email said, Dear Gary, it looks like we have some stuff in common. I'd like to learn about your company, New World Media. I was like, New World Media. I was like, I don't know that company, but there's a lot of people on the webinar. So I was like, oh shoot, he got the wrong Gary. So I replied to him. I was like, Dear Dan, I was like, oh, thanks for your email. Just to reiterate, I'm a realtor, real estate agent with GaryWongRealty.com. I work for McDonald Realty, award-winning first year, and this is my second year, and I want to learn from you, etc. So thankfully, he replied and said, okay, let's jump on a call. So we jumped on a call, and I told him my financial situation. He said, Gary, what do you want to learn from me? I said, everything. And I said, Dan, I can't spend $100,000 on you. I don't have that money. And so he structured a deal with me, which was super expensive. And I said, I have to think about it. I have to talk to the wife. And he says, you know your wife is holding you back. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I said, I'll let him know. I talked to the wife, and my wife was that super expensive. Let's think about it. But I told my wife in the recording that my colleague sent me, there was a woman who put up her hand and says, Dan, you talk about mentoring. Do you think somebody should go into debt and borrow money in order to hire a mentor? And Dan's like, yes. And the woman says, why? And Dan says, if you could do it on your own without a mentor, you would have done it already. If you could do it by yourself without a mentor, you would have done it. If you don't have a mentor, if you don't hire a mentor, then your position will stay the same. People think that they do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. They call it insanity. So if you want different results, you got to do something different. Right? So that's what he said. So I told my wife that, and my wife thought, I'll think about it. A couple hours later, she said, yes. Okay, let's go for it. So my business was doing well, but then it wasn't. I wanted to get to that next stage. And I believe that Dan was the right one for me. So I said yes to him. And then we jumped on a phone call for our first mentoring session. 1 hour call. And I said, after the 1 hour, I was like, there goes my 1 year MBA. That's how valuable that 1 hour was. How people say, Gary, what was the biggest thing that changed you? I said, mindset is the number one thing. Identity, mindset. So one of the things I did before my mentor was, at that time, 2014, I was 34 years old, and I had read about 10 books for leisure. For fun, I only had read about 10 books all my life, right? Other than for school, 10 books. And my reading speed is one book every 2 years, okay? And then Dan says, at that time, I started mentoring with him and super expensive, thousands and thousands of dollars. Dan's like, I want you to read these three books. One of them is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The other one is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And another, I forgot the name of it. 1 week, I read them all. 1 week, I read them all. And so people are like, oh, how did you do that? I say, here's the example I give you. If you hire a piano teacher and you pay the piano teacher $5 an hour, you are not going to practice. If you hire a piano teacher and you pay that piano teacher $500 an hour, you are going to practice like crazy. People don't value what they don't pay for. So if you go to a conference and the conference is free, you're not going to take that many notes. But if you pay $5,000 for that conference, I bet you, you would be taking notes. Same thing. People don't value what they don't pay for. You buy a sofa and the sofa is $1,000. Yeah, you take good care of it. You pay $50,000 for that sofa, you will take very good care of that sofa.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.